Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. It's Jim Deering again, with you to read another of Lauren Paul Decker's wonderful stories. Lauren has published two books of stories, and we have a large library of stories that have not been formally published to choose from. Soon, Lauren's third book is due to be published. It is an interesting and often exciting book about a young man from North Africa, a friend of the Apostle Paul's, and who became an important leader in the infancy of the Christian Church. We hope to be able to release it to the public in the near future, and we'll tell you about it right here. Today's story is called Morning Joy. We woke up laughing. We often do. This time it was 4-year-old True who provided the smiles. He's a tender child, warm-hearted and loving. True is full of affection, and it overflows on and to his family. "Mom," said True from beneath the blankets. This is where we discover him on most mornings. "Yes, True," said Amanda. "I love you." True's eyes were still closed as he spoke. "You're the best mom in the whole world. I'm going to keep you." "Good idea," replied my sleepy wife, a smile on her lips. Her young son added, "We're going to live together forever." True sighed and rolled over. His loving words hung in the morning air like a fragrance. Outside, the sky was still a deep blue black. Rose-colored dawn had yet to appear in the east. A few moments later, it was my turn. "Dad," said my dreamy boy. "What, True?" I waited for an expression of deepest affection to come my way from my tender child. True continued, "You better pull up your pajamas. I can see part of your butt." I don't have a moral for this story, but sure is funny. Sometimes in the early morning, funny is enough. But do consider the gift our children are to us. They give us moments that we can find nowhere else. Family moments. They cause us to look forward into the future and to imagine what will be. Their exploits, their accomplishments, heroes, all of them. We never tire of their simple sayings and wonder-filled ways. Parents come ready-equipped with a lifetime supply of adoration for their offspring. Consider our nation's 41st president, George H.W. Bush. He lived for nearly a century. He was, at one time, the leader of the free world, commander-in-chief of the strongest military on the planet. He rubbed shoulders with the most powerful people on the globe. History will remember him for many reasons, but George Bush remembered most of all his 3-year-old daughter, who died in 1953 from leukemia. Many, many years later, as he lay on his own deathbed, the former president wasn't looking back at his life of fame. He was unconcerned as to how he would be remembered. Looking forward, President Bush instead remembered a chubby-faced cherub named Robin Bush, who captured his heart more than any historical achievement ever could. George Bush wanted to go see his little girl in heaven. So I hike up my britches and whisper a prayer for my beloved son. I want to wake up every day to laughter, and I want it to be forever. I'm going to keep you, I tell my Heavenly Father. Good idea, comes the reply. I'll see you in the morning.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.